Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
The chiropractors and medical doctors, the chiropractors in particular, that do the functional neurology and the functional medicine, seem to me to be solving the majority of the problems out there that are challenged. Our clinic is primarily people that have been everywhere, who haven't been able to get help, and then we help solve those problems. And I am telling you right now, we are not the only clinic in North America doing this. There are a lot of them, and there's one in every state. I guarantee you that. So the functional medicine is the key, the functional neurology, applied kinesiology, and I was forgetting what my other degree is in. Oh, molecular biology. But that one, that's more the nutrition
who
stuff.
Who cares?
So,
molecular biology, that's all. Sorry. Yeah. That's amazing. Sorry, just had to tease you for...
I'm very teasable.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, talk about... We touched on the gut health thing, but just, give us a bit of a synopsis on when our gut is not healthy. Because I think it was probably surprising for some to say, wait, migraines could relate to gut health and focus issues. So talk about some of the spin-off issues that happen when your gut's not healthy.
So almost anything, that's the reality.
Wow.
So it can be anxiety, depression, very, very common with gut health. It can be fatigue, lethargy. It can be that foggy brain. When you wake up and you feel like Homer Simpson, that can be more of a gut issue too. Hormone imbalances can start from gut issues. Fibromyalgia can start from a gut issue. Lack of motivation can be a gut issue as well. And then if you are prone to straining muscles, especially hip flexors and hamstrings, that can be a gut issue.
Wow.
And so there's a lot of different scenarios that can lead to that. A lot of adrenal stress, people will read about adrenal stress and say, oh, that's me. And mental, chemical, and physical stress can all cause that. But one of the most common things we see is inflammation in the digestive tract causing adrenal stress. And so once you have adrenal stress, we crave one of two things, salt or sugar. And then we start down a whole pathway. So let me ask you this. Do we have a problem with overconsumption of sugar in this country? Diabetes, obesity. So obesity, diabetes, heart disease, all can be linked back to some degree to the gut and including cancer, because that's where our antioxidants are meant to be absorbed and taken in. So a lot of the top 10 degenerative diseases that actually get us, if you will, in the United States, Canada, North America, the gut plays into all of them.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.